Edgecombe Drive is about a mile long and runs through one of Sitka's residential neighborhoods. It's also at the top of the list for Sitka streets in need of repair. On average, 887 cars per day travel up and down this street. That number comes from a 2010 survey conducted by the State Department of Transportation. But the road tells its own story. It's full of patches and potholes and what engineers call alligator cracks, those long ruptures that look like the skin on the back of a large reptile.
The amount of need for roads, and this is from memory, the deferred maintenance is in the tens of millions.
That's Assemblymember Mike Reif, and his memory is pretty good. The city estimates that in the next decade, worst case scenario, it's going to take $36 million or more to address all of Sitka's roadway needs. To start paying for that, Reif and Assemblymember Mim McConnell are co-sponsoring a measure that would add a fee onto the money Sitkans pay when they register their vehicles. For the average family car, it would be $200 every 2 years. Commercial vehicles would pay $400 every 2 years. Non-commercial trailers would pay $100, and motorcycles would pay $50. There are nearly 10,000 registered vehicles in Sitka, and the additional tax is expected to raise more than $900,000 a year. Reif says it makes sense that money for the roads should come from the people who use them.
A number of assembly members probably would have sponsored this. I don't think I or Mim are just the only two who would have sponsored that. I think a number of assembly people would have sponsored it. I think the public is going to see the connection.
Over at the Petro Express gas station on Catley Ann Street, Scott Horrigan is filling up his motorcycle.
It's a Yamaha Midnight Varigo 750. Good bike.
If the assembly passes the increased vehicle fees, Horrigan would pay an extra $25 a year for the motorcycle and an additional $100 a year for his car.
I don't know. Doesn't sound too bad. Doesn't sound like a bad deal. And the roads in Sitka definitely need it in certain areas.
Two other motorists we talked to seemed to agree, but a couple of pumps away, Stephanie Weddle isn't so sure.
I'm not thrilled about any new taxes, especially if it's going to be something that's going to be added onto what we're already paying. They just keep coming up with new ways to tax us for things that most often don't apply to us.
But in this case, the tax on motorists would pay for the roads.
Well, I think they do need work, but I think that we could come up with some better ways. I think that there's some other options out there that they could look into besides adding more taxes onto what we've already got.
Any ideas in particular?
I'd have to think about that one for a while.
The city has been thinking about it. It asked voters in 2009 to issue bonds for road repairs. The measure narrowly failed. It asked for road funding again in 2011, but this time by increasing property taxes. Voters rejected that measure 2-1. Raising the motor vehicle registration fee will not go to the voters. It's up to the assembly. The upcoming meeting is the first of two that the measure would need in order to become official. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.